welcome to the very first episode of the Live Out Loud podcast. My name is Aaliyah, as I'm sure most of you probably already know from my social media, but just in case you don't, a little bit about me. I am 25 years old. I am from Michigan, right outside the Detroit area, and I love Jesus. So I grew up in a Christian household. I was actually a PK, so pastor's kid, preacher's kid, and had a really solid upbringing in the faith, but that definitely didn't stop me from trying to get a little taste of the world when, you know, you're in high school and there's different temptations and peer pressures and you're just trying to find your identity and wanting to fit in. And so I had my little time, and then one wild semester in college was all I needed to say, I need God and I cannot do it without him. I refuse to do life without him. And so that has kind of honestly just brought me to where I am now. I really want this podcast to be a space where I can just share transparently what I'm walking through in my life, in the hopes that someone else may be walking through something similar and find encouragement, but ultimately that we're drawn and led to Jesus and know our need for him. So I kind of want to take this episode to just update and kind of give a little bit more of an in-depth update of where I'm at currently, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, and also just share the podcast like origin and background behind, like, how did this even come to be? So I'll say first that the Lord put a podcast on my heart 3 years ago. Literally for 3 years, I've had this in my heart. I made an Instagram just on a whim, just thinking one day I'll use it, and kind of went on with my life. But I would say in the last like a year and a half or so, he's really been impressing a podcast on my heart, which was kind of frustrating to me because the last year and a half or so has been the literal like worst year of my life. And I'll kind of dive more into detail on that, but it just didn't really make sense as to why I would start a podcast right now. I'm like, God, I don't even have anything to say. I don't have words to say. I'm currently walking through things I never thought I'd walk through. I'm walking through pain like I've never experienced before. And you want me to sit down and speak in a microphone? What am I going to say? But that's exactly the whole point. I'm not going to say anything. God's going to say something. So that is why I'm so excited to actually be here and be walking in that obedience. Because can I just say, delayed obedience is still disobedience. In that time of delay, you are walking in disobedience. That's like, if you have read the book of Jonah, you know that delayed obedience, he ended up doing what he needed to do, but it didn't come without him getting swallowed up in a fish in order for him to do what he needed to do. And so whenever I mention the book of Jonah, just side note, it makes me giggle because when I was about like 8 or 9 years old, I came up to my dad on like a weekend night and was like, Dad, I'm bored. And he goes, oh, you're bored? I was like, yeah, thinking he would like play with me or take me to get ice cream. And he goes, okay, read the book of Jonah. He hands me this Bible and I'm like, okay. So I like read the book, and then I like come back and I'm like, he's like, what happened in it? And I was like, I don't know. He goes, well, read it again. And so I was like, okay. So then I like actually like read it, and then I was like, okay, he got like swallowed by a fish and all that stuff. So it was just, the book of Jonah is very sentimental because I remember that probably is the first book of the Bible I ever actually read like in completion. That's crazy. Okay. Anyways, so I was having my whole little Jonah moment, you know, just really like running from God, wrestling with all these different things. I mean, if you follow me on Instagram, you know that my parents moved to Seattle last year. So my mom is originally from Seattle, and the Lord had put it on their heart for honestly quite some time that they were going to eventually move to Seattle, because my grandma was getting up in age, and it was just looking like she was going to need them to care for her. So we had honestly known about this for quite some time, but I will say it was a very sudden shift. It was like one minute I'm living with my parents and it's all great, and the next minute my dad is literally in the car with my brother, like driving out to Seattle, and I'm like, what is happening with my life right now? So I have been walking through some intense transition, and I think the hardest part of that is, for the majority of it, I've pretended like it's not happening and it's not affecting me, when it actually really is. Like, my parents truly did their job. Like, they, you know, the Bible says to train a child up in the way that they will go and they will not depart from it. And that is really my parents. I mean, they not only talk the talk, but they walk the walk. Like, I remember vividly watching them step out in faith and trust and believe God for things, and God coming through as he does. And it was just, it was undeniable as a child that there was a God who cared for us, who loved us, who saw us, and he was worth serving wholeheartedly. Because of that, they really became the pillars of my life. I mean, when I would like go through something, I'm immediately running to my mom, like, mom, I need wisdom, I need advice, mom, this is a struggle of mine, like, I really need you to help me, dad, can you pray for this? Like, truly the biggest blessing of my life till this day. I'm already getting teary-eyed and we're like 2 seconds in. Like, till this day, my parents are the biggest blessing of my life, and I yearn to honor them. I know some people might not have a close relationship with their parents, or, you know, it might not be as a big deal, but for me it was like, oh my gosh, like, this is like literally like my home. This is my heart. This is like what I've known. And they're literally moving across the country and I'm pretending like everything is okay. And so I really silently wrestled with feeling abandoned, feeling forgotten by God, feeling like, why is this literally all happening? And if like, and if that wasn't enough, it was like truly just been a season of one thing after another. Like, my parents moved, I'm on my own, I get my own place, and, you know, then family members are passing away back to back, and I'm suddenly walking through this weird space of, like, financial difficulty, and I'm like, what the heck is going on? And, like, obviously, I knew that I needed God, and I've been crying out to him, but I just, it was really, really weird for me, because I had never, up until that point, I really had never had to, like, really, what's the word, like, fight for my faith. Like, in previous seasons, I would wake up and be like, oh, God is good, let me read my Bible, let me do this, let me get a little worship in. But like, in that moment, in that season, and even still some days currently, I have to wake up and say, like, oh, I have to choose God. Like, I actually don't really feel like it right now. And like, this thing kind of happened and it really hurt me, but I have to actually choose God. And so that has been weird, because because I'm now for the first time having to choose God, it's like, did something happen? Did I do something wrong? Like, why am I suddenly like not feeling it anymore? And so it was right around that time too that I learned for the first time what a wilderness season is. I'd never walked through one. And actually, no, I take that back. The only wilderness I had walked through previously was right before graduating college and needing a job. And I walked through that for like maybe a few weeks, and God came through and he provided. But I had never walked through a season of wilderness and feeling like, what is happening and where am I going, for so long. And so I've had to resist this urge that God is upset with me for something, or he's punishing me for something, and actually like see and know that he is utilizing this for my good and for his glory. I actually, right in the midst of all of this change and transition happening, I was doing a Bible study, and it was like a John and Lisa Bevere Bible study. I can't remember the exact thing, but I was doing it with my church, and they played a video before we dove into the study. And it basically was this dad and this daughter, and they would ride bikes together, and they would do things together. And it was just like, they lived a fun little happy life together. And then the daughter got into an accident, and she actually lost her vision. So she suddenly is trying to do all these things that she used to do with her dad alone. And so she's like trying to like brush her teeth and get ready, trying to ride the bike and go on the trail. And like, she's getting frustrated because she's running into things and she can't get it right. And I'm literally about to cry right now. She can't get it right. And so from her point of view, like, she was like, her father was gone. Like, he wasn't there. Why am I crying? But they show the video again, and the dad was actually there the whole time. She just couldn't see him. And the reason why she couldn't see him is obviously, well, because number one, she lost her sight and she was now blind, but the dad was allowing her to walk through things and to fail and to struggle so that she could know she could do it, so that she could get stronger, so that she could depend and rely on what she knew. The dad never left her side. She couldn't see him, but he was there. I remember seeing that video and being like, oh my gosh, that's how it feels right now. Like, it really feels like I'm doing this all alone and God is not with me right now. And it was just a super big encouragement to know that God is right there. He is with you, but he's allowing me to walk through certain things so that it builds endurance, so that it builds strength of character, so that it can establish and solidify my faith in him. It was very needed for that season. And so that immediately dispelled the lie that I did something so wrong and was so deserving of this. No, we will walk through things that are hard, not because we deserve them, but because number one, we live in a fallen world, but number two, because the hard things that we walk through increase our dependency on God. They increase our endurance, our confident hope of salvation. They strengthen our character. That's in Romans 5. I actually should pull that up. But all that to say, that's what I have been walking through. And it didn't help that I couldn't shake this feeling like I was supposed to be doing something else. Like I knew that I was supposed to be doing a podcast or, you know, starting something where I can continue to pour out and encourage and be utilized by God, because it was just like such a weird space of feeling like I wasn't allowing God to fully use me. And like there was something missing on top of all the things that are happening around me and all of the loss and all of the change. And just like, the list just goes on and on. But anyways, I finally had enough one night and I was sitting in bed. I feel like I was in these modes and these seasons where I just felt like I couldn't even pray anything. Like I would try to pray and I just like, all that I could pray, like I had to pull out a Bible and just speak the word of God because I had nothing else to pray. Like I was just feeling dried up. I was feeling really defeated and discouraged. And so one night I just like had enough and I was like, okay, Lord, like I'm not running from you. I know that your word says, it's 2 Peter 1:3. This is the verse that came to me. I know that your word says that you've given everything that we need for living a godly life. I actually have it right here. It says, by his divine power, God has given us everything we need for living a godly life. We have received all of this by coming to know him, the one who called us to himself by means of his marvelous glory and excellence. And so I knew that I had everything that I needed to live a godly life. And I was like, Lord, I need you to show me what it's at my disposal, what you've given me that I can use for your glory, because I'm really feeling like I'm not allowing you to use me. I feel like I'm allowing different lies to take root in bitterness and just all these things that are not of God. And I cannot have that happen. I refuse to allow that to happen. So in the midst of this, I'm reading the scripture, I'm crying out and I'm praying. And at this point, I knew that I was going to start a podcast. And the only thing that was hindering me was I didn't have a name for it. And I was like, Lord, I can't do anything until I have a name. Like I need a name for it. And I honestly like was like, okay, God, give me a name. And like, I would like ask him and felt like I didn't hear anything. And I would like keep asking him, like, Lord, I need a name for this podcast. If you want me to do this, like I need a name. And so as I'm on the bed, as I'm praying, crying out to him, I remember praying something and it was like, Lord, would you just help me to live my life out loud? And then I was like, live out loud. And then I was like, LOL. Like I was so excited because the biggest thing I wanted for this podcast was for it to have a name that truly represented me and represented like the personality that God has given me. And so I was like, oh my gosh, Live Out Loud is so me. And the fact that the acronym is LOL, like literally what is one of my favorite things to do? Laugh. Like I'm literally always laughing, always cackling. And I was just like, God, you are too good. Okay, this is actually happening because that's the perfect name. So after I'd had the name, I was like, okay, it's Live Out Loud Podcast, LOL for short. But I need to figure out what else to do. Like, I don't know where to go from here. And so I kind of just kept trugging along. And then I actually had podcast equipment in my storage unit for like a year. My mom had bought podcast equipment because she wanted us to start a podcast as a family. And then right as soon as she bought that is when they moved to Seattle. So it never really got used. And she just left it in our storage unit. And so for like weeks, I had on my to-do list, get the podcast equipment out of the storage unit, get the podcast equipment out of the storage unit. And every week I'm like, okay. Finally, I was okay, Lord, I'm not running from you. I'm feeling this, like, this is inescapable, this delayed obedience, this disobedience, like, I don't love this. So I'm going to go get it out of the storage unit. So I finally got out of the storage unit and then I bring it upstairs into my house and I put it in my living room or dining room, and it sits in my dining room for weeks. And at this point, it's just in my dining room. It's just, I walk right past it to do my laundry and I'm just looking at it. It's just sitting in this cardboard box. Flash forward to the end of August, I get a message from my friend Maggie. Now, Maggie is one of those friends that when you hear from her, it is going to be God calling you out. I don't know if you have a friend like that in your life where the Holy Spirit is like basically telling your business so they can come check you on it. Yeah, that's Maggie. And she does it in the most amazing and loving way. And she's also so encouraging too. So Maggie, if you're listening to this, I just want to let you know that I honor you. I love you. And I'm so thankful, because truly, if you would not have allowed God to use you in the way he did, I would not be sitting here right now recording this podcast. So I just have to say thank you for that. But yeah, so it was the end of August. I'm just dog sitting for my friend, and I open up my Instagram and it's like 10 voice messages from Maggie. And I'm like, oh, okay. Like, this is something important. So I listen to all of them and immediately I'm like, oh gosh, here we go. And it was one of those things where, like, you know, you needed to hear it, but you also like didn't really want to hear it, but you know, you needed to hear it. And so I'm listening to her and I'm like having to really battle and like call out over, like getting overwhelmed, because that's one of the biggest reasons why it's taken so long, is I've just felt overwhelmed by what God was asking me to do, even though it wasn't really that hard. That's just like how our minds work, and that's how the enemy likes to get in there and sow seeds of doubt, is by overwhelming you and making you think that you have so much to do that you don't do anything at all. But actually, when you hand every single thing over to God, he'll be the one that shows you how to do it. Like, he will guide us every single step of the way. And so she's giving me this word. She's like, hey, like, I have this, I just can't shake this. I feel like God is saying this. And basically just called me out and was like, you need to start this podcast. What are you waiting for? Stop pity pattering around and get to getting. And so, but like, she said it again in the most amazing and loving way. And it was so, so, so beautiful. And I'm just so honored and thankful to God that he has placed people in my life who will call me out, who will call me up higher and encourage me and empower me to know that God will do it inside of me. God will do it through me. And so anyways, after she gave me that word at the end of August, I was like, okay, I have to like really get serious, because it was serious. Like, it was not anything like, oh, like, okay, that was cute, thanks. Like, it was like, no, like, you need to make plans. Like, you need to go get on your knees and seek God, because this is important. Slowly but surely, I unpacked the podcast equipment that I had, and lo and behold, it was like super good stuff and like amazing, like producing amazing quality sound. And I was like, God, this is so good. And like, it was like a bundle of everything that I needed: microphones, headphones, the SD card, like literally everything was in that box. Everything that I needed, God provided. It was literally in that box. And I was just sitting there too afraid to open it. And it was all, everything I needed was literally right there. And so anyways, that's kind of how I got here and where we're going. Basically, like I said, like, my heart for this podcast is like, I want this to be that fun, funny bestie that you can kiki and ha-ha with, but doesn't play about God. Because that's one thing. I will laugh, I will giggle, I will kiki and ha-ha, but I do not play when it comes to God. I've seen his faithfulness. I've seen his goodness. I've seen too many things. I've heard his voice too many times to play. Because I know that there's nothing more real than him. There's nothing more true than him. There's nothing more trustworthy. Nothing more. There's nothing else. Literally him. Literally him. He is only one. Jesus. Jesus. It's only him. And I have to say, I honestly have been really encouraged. I share with my friends recently that I'm starting a podcast, and I have a friend who literally just said that she's excited that I'm incorporating fun into it. And so I'm really excited to have this be a place where we can really fully dive into things of God and encourage one another and inspire and motivate one another to seek God. But yeah, also like, and lighthearted fun, like, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Like, I literally would not be anywhere without his joy, literally his joy that comes solely from him. And so I just want to share what I'm walking through, because I'm not here to preach at people like a know-it-all who has it all figured out, because I'll be the first one to say that I don't. I'll be the first one to say that I fail. I'll be the first one to say that I'll fall short. I'll be the first one to say that I don't have it all together. I will be the first one to say, yeah, I don't know what I'm doing, but God does. And I hope that encourages and leads people to seek Jesus for themselves and to live boldly for him. Literally, ever since I started to record this podcast and actually get serious about this, there has been a weight lifted off of me. There have been dark clouds that have been cleared from over my head because I know that I'm doing what God asked me to do. And there's no peace. There is that peace that surpasses all understanding. It's inexplicable. I can't explain it. I'm excited to get out of bed again. I used to literally dread waking up in the morning. This last couple of months, this last whole season, it was not fun for me. I didn't even know who I was anymore because that's never been like me. But ever since I started doing this, it's like God has become realer to me, more faithful and ever clear to me than in my entire life and my entire walk with him. So anyways, I got a little serious, but all that to say, what you can expect from this podcast moving forward is lots of singleness content, because that is what everybody be asking me about. That's what everybody want to know about. What is it like being single? I need encouragement. Da 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 da. I'm here. I'm your girl because I'm single and I am ready to mingle. Oh. Why did I just ruin that cute little line? I'm single and I'm here to help. I'm single and I want to encourage. I'm single and we're going to do this together. God's going to help us. And so, yes, you can expect lots of singleness content, some story times. I plan on telling different stories about how, like, literally God, like the Holy Spirit literally told on me. And like, I couldn't get away with anything as a kid because the Holy Spirit would literally tell on me, literally would tell my parents, as he should. Oh, and lastly, my goal is to have season 2 on video. So I want to record season 1. That was a big hindrance. That was a big excuse for me to not get started. It was like, oh, I don't have a video. Well, you don't need video. You don't. This is not YouTube. This is podcasts. You don't need video for podcast. So that's the goal, is to have season 2 on video. Maybe even the end of season 1. We'll see. But yeah, just you can expect a lot. You can just expect me. You can expect God to be doing things and saying things and me just being like, here's my life. Here's my mess. Can anyone else relate? Because that's kind of where I'm at right now. But anyways, I love you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in, and you will see me, or no, you won't see me. I won't see you. There's no video right now, but you'll hear from me in my next episode, which I will be doing every Monday. So Mondays, expect from me on Mondays. Monday, Monday, Monday. Okay, anyways, I love you guys and I'll talk to you later. Bye.